It's a dreadful business, Sarah Hen. And she said it in the part of the town where the incident had not taken place. It's a dreadful business to happen in a hen house. I wouldn't dare sleep alone tonight. Thank goodness there are so many of us on the perch. And then she told her story in such a way that the feathers of the other hens stood on end and even the rooster's comb drooped. It's perfectly true. But let's begin at the beginning. It happened in a hen house at the other end of the town. The sun went down and the hens flew up. One of them was a white-feathered, short-legged, nice little thing who laid her eggs regularly, a most respectable hen in every way. She settled herself on the perch, preening herself with her beak. One tiny feather fluttered down. Yes, that feather gone, said the hen. Well, the more I preen myself, the more handsome I shall become, no doubt. She said it only in fun, you know. She was the life and soul of that crowd, but otherwise, as we've said, most respectable. Then she fell asleep. All was dark. There sat the hens, packed closely together. But the white hen's neighbor wasn't asleep. She had heard, and not heard, as one must do in this world for the sake of peace and quiet. But she couldn't resist telling it to her neighbor on the other side. Did you hear? Well, my dear, I won't mention names, but there's one hen I know who's going to pluck out all her feathers just to make herself look smart. If I were a rooster, I should simply treat her with contempt. Up above the hens lived Mother Owl, with Father Owl, and all the little owls. They were a sharp-eared family, and they heard every word. They rolled their eyes, and old Mother Owl flapped her wings.
Don't take any notice. You heard what she said, of course. I heard it with my own ear. Upon my word, I don't know what the world is coming to. One of the hens, so utterly lost to all sense of henly decency, is sitting there plucking out her feathers with the rooster looking on the whole time. Little pitchers have long ears, said Father Owl. Be careful what you say. Oh, but I shall have to tell the owl across the room, said Mother Owl. She is somebody and worth associating with, you know. And all she do.
They hooted together outside the pigeon house over the way.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? There is a hen who has pulled out all her feathers just to please the rooster. She's freezing to death if she isn't dead already.
Asked the pigeons.
In the yard opposite, I saw it, so to speak, with my own eyes. It's not at all a nice story to tell, but it's perfectly true.
Cooed the pigeons as they flew down to tell the story in the chicken run below.
There's a hen. In fact, some say there are two hens who have plucked out all their feathers to be different from the rest. To attract the attention of the rooster, a dreadful thing to do with the risk of chills and fever. But they caught cold and died, both of them.
Wake up! Screwed the rooster flying up to the fence. He was still half asleep, but he crowed all the same. Three hens have died of a broken heart, all for the sake of the rooster. They've plucked out all their feathers, and now they're all dead. It's a dreadful business, but it's no use trying to keep it quiet. Tell anyone you please.
We'll tell, squeaked the backs,
and the rooster crowed, and the hens clucked. So the story flew from one hen house to the other, until at last it came back to the place where it really started. Five hens. That's how it was told. Five hens had plucked out all their feathers to show which one had lost the most weight for the love of the rooster. Then they pecked at one another till they bled, and all five dropped down dead, a shame and a disgrace to their relations and a very serious loss to their owner. The hen who had dropped the little loose feather naturally didn't recognize her own story. And as she was the respectable hen, she exclaimed,
despite such hens, but there are others just as bad. Things like that ought not to be hushed up. I'll just do all I can to get the story into the papers. Then it will soon be known all over the country and serve the righteous right and the relations too.
Yes. It was put into the paper. All clear in plain print. And it's perfectly true. One little feather can easily become five hens.